You are the chief executive officer of your own personal disciplines. Discipline number 6, tax strategy. So here's an opportunity to hopefully minimize some of the taxation that often people just kind of roll through the years and continue to pay without any without paying any attention to some potential strategies. You sit down and you work with your CPA in order to accomplish the minimum amount that you have to pay legally within the Internal Revenue Code. I do not believe in tax evasion, but I wholeheartedly believe in tax avoidance, if at all possible, as long as you work within the Internal Revenue Code. So seek out your tax advisors, sit down and look at some specific strategies. But your investment advisor or your financial advisor may very well have some tools that you could utilize as well. Many times your accountant is not really paid to help you save on your taxes. Their role is to help you file your taxes. So you may need other advice in regard to some tax strategies. Some of those tools, for instance, are the retirement plans that are made available to us through certain parts of the Internal Revenue Code. You've probably heard the term 401k. That's an Internal Revenue Code, right? It's typically dealing with your corporate retirement plan. 401a is going to deal with an individual retirement account. If you're part of a nonprofit organization, a 403b might be a tool that can be utilized in terms of you being able to get some tax deductions and also having tax deferral through the years. But in addition to those typical retirement tools, and there's simple IRAs, there's SEP IRAs, in addition to those, there's also tools that can possibly create some tax-exempt income. So there are certain instruments within the investment realm that you should investigate to see if they would be appropriate for your personal situation.